Hello, hello.
So here's the setup. You got your standard competitor setup. You've got these two guys, you know, very emotional and cliche reasons for competing. They're robot builders. It's your standard sort of sumo robot builds. So, you know, I'm thinking of a series, and halfway through, it's like the pinnacle battle. They've got all their montages. It's really, really high stress. The robots are zipping around, and they happen to go in a pattern that creates a summoning circle, opens a gate to another world, and the rest of the series is dealing with that, those demon-like entities coming out of that.
So, okay, so, you know, pop culture, somewhere in between, like, Gundam Build Fighters and Supernatural, just, like, demons.
Exactly. Demons and it's and it's, like, a very, very hard genre and mood shift.
Oh, wait, so like it just starts off with the robots and then goes into the demons and it just stays in the demons? Like maybe they don't have access to the things to make robots that could combat them?
They can. I'm not saying that you have to like leave that all behind. All I'm saying is that like up until then, the most important thing is like who wins the competition.
You had this whole plot arc building to this competition, and then it just, like, turns to, like, literal hell.
And you know what would be really good is, like, if the two are competing against each other, but there is, like, a bigger builder out there who, like, that's who you assume they're building up to that be, like, what the rest of the season is about. But, like, he's, like, one of the first ones to die in the demon assault. And you're like, well, that's, like, so it's just, it's commentary.
That arc's gone. Yeah. But what does it mean?
Well, it's just that, like, everything, like, just North Korea could, you know, start a nuclear war tomorrow. And it's like, well, I guess that that guy being an ass at my job, it doesn't really matter. It's, you know, all perspective.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of the reality we live in, isn't it? That's a sobering thought. I'm gonna laugh about it.
But it's not a good reason to not build your best sumo bot.
That's absolutely true. You got to just keep pressing on with whatever you wanted to do, regardless of whether the world will end tomorrow. Because, you know, like, I don't know, all of us are eventually gonna die, so like why worry, I guess.
So anyway, from there, so I like your idea that they're using the robots to fight it somehow, that maybe they're trying to use some like genetic algorithm to try to figure out how to like reseal it or summon something worse. But I don't really know where it goes from there. Like, fight the demons, do you win, does it matter?
Well, I mean, there's plenty of ways to go about that depending on what kind of storytelling you wanted to do. You could go like just hyper nihilism and just none of it mattered. Everyone lost, even the demons lost, because well, you know what happens whenever, you know, there's no more human souls on the planet to destroy. You know, demons don't have a source of energy, they're gone. everyone was destroyed for nothing.
Or you could then go like to a different genre. You know what'd be interesting, if like you eventually, like, the demons do kill the robot builders, but you find out, like, what we've perceived as demons are just some dudes, and then it's, like, a genre shift to something else with them as the protagonists.
that kind of harkens to the bad guy was the good guy all along twist. It is great.
And then you could just keep going, like, every half season. It's just a new protagonist
the new protagonist killed the old protagonists. You get to see the perspective from the new protagonist every time. It's like, why was that society terrible? Oh, well, the new protagonist.
You could have, like, space marines come and kill the demons, and then maybe like, I don't know, celestials come for the marines, and I just want to make it to like Wizard World.
The most brutal and violent Comic Con ever.
Yeah, we'll make it to Comic Con when we finally pitch this. All right, man, I'll talk to you next time.
All right, take care.
All right, bye. Bye.